guard, all three of them, Dane Mitchell, Cooper Evans, and Landon Nix.
"Yes, a girl. She's beautiful,"
Piper groaned.
"I want a girl, but it seems my husband's only produce male sperm. I might try one more time, but then my womb is closed for business. Two boys is enough. Three would be more than any woman should have to handle and keep her sanity. Hopefully we'll be blessed with a princess next. But if not, surely my little sister can give me a niece to spoil, right?"
"Me?" Tori reared back. "I'm not even dating anyone, much less married or looking to become pregnant."
"Hmm."
Piper sent her a speculative stare.
"I see the way Oliver looks at you. If he hasn't already, he's going to man up and ask you out."
The mere mention of Oliver Thurston Hughes made Tori's heart flutter. The eldest of the three British brothers she worked for was a golden god of a man in a perfectly pressed three-piece suit. When she'd met him 6 months earlier, she'd been dazzled by his good looks, but his sharp intelligence and ruthless business acumen had truly lured her in. He did his best to maintain a wide distance and make others believe he was heartless, but over time, Tori had come to know him. The employer, the brother, the friend. She'd seen under his harsh facade, and she'd fallen in love. The only trouble was she could say the same for